Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice in it. This is tape 300326. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hour, a moment of divine encounter where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed. Get ready. Your season of open reward has come. In Jesus' name, your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And today, our title or theme says, Open Reward. Open Reward. And our scriptural focus is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 4. And I read the B part of it. It says, Thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. Thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. I want us to reflect on this scripture together. I want you to have one understanding that hidden faithfulness produces visible honor. What men do not see, God never overlooks. He never overlooks it. Every secret prayer, every silent sacrifice, every unseen act of obedience is being recorded in heaven. God has two books, the book of life and the book of record. The book of life, where your name is written, because you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior and your Messiah. And the book of record is where all your activities are recorded. So everything that you do in the open, in the secret, they are all recorded by God. None of them is overlooked. The God that you serve is not unjust to forget your labor. While men reward performance, God rewards sincerity. Sincerity of your heart is very important to God. While men celebrate what is visible, God honors what is done in secret. Your private devotion is your greatest investment. The tears you cry alone, the service you render without applause, and the consistency you maintain in the secret place are all building up for a public manifestation. I want you to hear this. When your roots go deep in God, your fruits will show before men. Open reward is not accidental. It's not accidental. It is the harvest of hidden faithfulness. Therefore, remain steadfast. Your season of announcement is here. Can you say amen to that? Your season of announcement is here. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to prophetic declarations today. Remember, we are in partnership in prayer. It's a prayer of agreement. And remember, when two of us shall pray over anything, it will be done for us by our Heavenly Father. And remember also, there's power in your tongue for personal declarations. So, I want you to lift your voice and declare with me and with power and in faith. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace for secret faithfulness. My prayer altar shall not go down. My fire shall not go out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, empower me to remain consistent in my work with you, even when no one is watching. In the mighty name of Jesus, I reject discouragement. I reject weariness. I reject distraction. I receive fresh strength by the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every seed I have sown in secret, begin to speak now. Let there be visible manifestations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, O God, who sees in secret, arise and reward me openly. In the mighty name of Jesus, let doors open for me that no man can shut. Let favor locate me beyond my efforts. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree, I declare, I prophesy over my life that my lifting shall not be hidden. My glory shall not be covered. My testimony shall not be delayed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree that every power delaying my open reward scatter now by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I step into my season of open reward. Spiritually, financially, materially, and in every area of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy over my life, I decree and I make a declaration today that what I have done in secret shall be announced openly, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, I move from obscurity to visibility, from hidden labor to open honor, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, my reward manifest now. My reward manifest now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want you to hear this word of knowledge. As the prayer was going on, God is talking about someone that God has given you instructions, but you have not done them. While you are still praying, you are fasting, you are running up and down, God is waiting for you to obey what He has said to you. He has appeared to you in the dreams severally, and He has confirmed what He said to you through people, through servants of God, through people around you. Yet, you have not lifted up your finger to do any of them. You are the cause of the delay in your life. It is high time for you to step up and step out and bend down and start making move. And as you are making the move, God will keep on helping you at every crossroad on your path, in Jesus' name. There's another person. God is warning you. God is warning you. Because what looks like success without God is going to become your destruction. Return to divine direction now. It's very important. You are making progress outwardly, yet inwardly, you are drifting away from God's voice. When God is giving instruction, you don't hearken to the voice of God at all. This is very dangerous. Prosperity without wisdom can become a trap. This is not just about material wealth. It includes opportunity without discernment. It includes progress without guidance. It includes success without spiritual alignment. you are turning away, which means gradually you are ignoring God's instruction. You are substituting divine counsel with self-willed and confidence. From prophetic insight, I want you to hear me. God is calling you back before damage occurs. What looks like advancement, but is not guided by God, it will end in disaster. It will not end well. So realign now, and your progress will be preserved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as you return to God's voice, you are entering a season of divine safety, a season of peace, and a season of freedom from fear. Hallelujah. You need safety. You need freedom from fear. This is a life where external circumstances do not dictate internal stability. God is inviting you into a place where you are guided and not confused, a place where you are secured, not anxious, a place where you are at peace and not fearful. From prophetic insight, as you hearken to God, fear will lose its hold over your life. You are stepping into a realm of calm assurance, divine protection, and supernatural peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare this one. If you are the one that I've just spoken with, say, I will not turn away from God's voice. Say, I reject every deceptive success. Say, I walk in divine wisdom and direction. I want you to say, I dwell in safety, I rest in peace, and I am free from fear of evil. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Everybody, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, King of glory, we thank you for today, and we thank you for your words. We thank you for the revelations of your word. We thank you for the authority and the power of your word. We thank you, Father, for what you have begun to do for us today. Lord, preserve everyone under the sound of my voice. Their going out shall be preserved. Their coming back shall be preserved. Lord, order the feet of everyone under the sound of my voice. Order them aright. The Lord Almighty Father will lead you to the place that he has blessed already. It is going to be a day of favor. It's going to be a new week of exploit, a new week of open heaven over you, a new week of testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, it is done. I want you to say it is done. And it is settled. It is established. Your season of open reward has begun. Go forth and manifest your testimonies. This has been prophetic declaration hour, where your secret work produces open wonders. Stay rooted. Stay built up and keep declaring and keep sharing this tape until somebody is blessed by it. The more people are blessed through your sharing, the more you too shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And in case you want to get in touch with me, dial +234 9022 352 952. Keep shining. Keep being blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Don't forget to always be part of kingdom expansion projects. Whatever you put in will be recorded in your favor. See you again and again. Amen.